Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is 6:09. We have reached Wednesday morning. It is June 10th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
EMC is our early morning crew. Good morning to you. There's a heat advisory today. This is when it's a first 90 degree day with rounds of strong storms. It was raining on the way in. I don't know if it was raining on the way in.
Yeah, same.
We had nothing in Mentor. And then as I was driving closer to downtown, it was raining. I don't know if it still is. Whatever. So it's the first 90 degree day today. What am I wearing?
Oh, you have on a, it's a thin hoodie, but a hoodie.
Wait, you also have like a warmer shirt. What are we doing?
Well,
it's 90 degrees.
Are you in this studio every day?
Yeah.
It gets real cold in
That's
here.
Great. It's like, why am I wearing a hoodie? It's 90 degree day.
You have to dress for this studio.
I need to.
And then you strip down when you leave.
I told you I need to talk to my consultants. I mean, Trent McGill, clearly a consultant because he is a meteorologist at News 5, and he joins us every single day, and we appreciate that. My two weather people are my mother-in-law and my 11-year-old. They tell me about low fronts and high fronts and precipitation and amount of rain. I don't know why it is a thing. I understand that you're getting older and maybe you don't want to drive in the rain or something like that. I understand that. Why my 11-year-old has a green screen in her room, and she's pointing, Dad, look at my five-day forecast. I was like, what?
Where the kids are so into
why?
It.
Why?
I don't ever remember knowing the weather
as a kid. I still don't, clearly.
Yeah,
clearly, right. Long pants.
Right,
jeans.
Exactly.
Like,
it's
why?
Amazing.
I don't know. It must be something that was trending on TikTok or some reason that it hit them that all of a sudden they're very weather aware.
They're very weather. They always know. They always know.
When she wakes up, I'm going to ask her the forecast for 4th of July and see if it's going to rain for the
find
fireworks.
Find out.
Let's kick off the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I had a dream about this game yesterday. Last night.
Oh, God, that sounds like a
nightmare.
I'll
get to that next. What? I just thought of that. Oh, man.
Seriously?
It's one of those, you ever have those dreams that seem 100% real?
And then you are so happy when you wake up and it wasn't?
Or vice versa.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a vice versa. I don't know yet.
This feels
very weird.
It is
right
really
off
weird,
the
but
bat.
But I feel like our EMCs are a safe space, so we need a guest today.
Okay. We take one guest a day. Sorry.
What's the prize?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Just the glory of getting it right.
That's got to be a dusty envelope. It's been sitting on that shelf.
Over, yeah.
Or is it over? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, where is... Oh, there it is.
Oh, don't do that.
I thought someone stole it.
If they did, we'd have to start a brand new round.
Oh, God, no.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. This is how we kick off the show, EMCs. You know this by now. We need your guests. 216-343-1021. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
My envelope dream is next. We would love your guests.
I don't like this. I'm so nervous to hear what you dreamt about.
Oh, dead guy in the envelope. The game continues. It's about 3 months old. We're going through the names. We would love your guests today.
Dan Cook?
Sam Cook.
Oh, Sam Cook. I can understand what you're
saying. It's not Sam Cook.
Not Sam Cook. Ready for that envelope dream?
I don't know, but I don't think I have a choice.
That's next. We're honest. It's a really important group, our EMCs. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I just want to start with this. I have no idea who Sam Cook is. Should have said something.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either.
Okay. I had a dream that the game ended. Dead guy in an envelope.
That sounds delightful.
Sounds horrendous.
I don't.
I had after this round that the votes came in and we were done.
Oh,
and
you mean like forever?
Forever. Mm-hmm. The game was done. I mean, we would have to continue Christmas Carol in an envelope because the envelope's in the studio and it's up on the. I mean,
I can't. The fact
it's up on the housetop.
The fact that. You did that when I was off. Like, I don't want to take credit for that happening, that we have to wait a year to find out what is in that envelope that you paused the game because Christmas was over.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Why would we take Christmas guesses now?
Well, I don't know.
We'll
just
go back
to, like,
in,
wrap
November-ish,
no,
whatever.
I know, but you... like last year, maybe you could have figured out a way to wrap it up.
That's not, I'm not the guesser,
like,
of the game.
What if that happens again this year? Are you going to hold it over till the next year?
Yes, it'll be in its second year, third year after that, of course. I can't, what are we, it's up to the guesses, and I can't control the guesses. I have the list of the guesses still from last year.
My goodness.
In my notes. And yeah, we would move on.
Are
we
you...
would continue that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the game would be next, but we're so used to doing something here to launch the show. But that was my, and we were trying to figure out what it was. There was no definitive answer as to what it was.
Were you sad and upset in your dream?
I woke up crying.
You did not wake up crying.
Okay, that's too much.
All right.
I did not wake up crying.
All right.
But I did. I don't know.
All right. Well, clearly this is really gotten into your heart and soul.
The thing that we could, if this dead guy in an envelope, once again, we did not pick these names. We are not the picker of the this particular name, dead guy right. in the envelope. We're not. We could have that game that needs to be paused in November and
don't
then kick this one off.
Even it suggest
could,
that.
It could happen. Things could happen.
You're
it's out of my control.
That, like, first of all, to crisscross games like that and to have to pause one game to go back to the other pause
interesting,
one
isn't
from
it?
A year ago.
Makes it interesting.
No, it's frustrating, I think. I think it's mostly frustrating.
Well, you know what the exciting part about the game is, in all seriousness? Dead guy in the envelope.
What's that?
Tomorrow could be the day. It's yep. every time tomorrow could be the day.
Mm-hmm, but it's probably not going to be.
And I say tomorrow because today wasn't the day.
No, it was not.
Not any search for Sam
Mm-mm.
Cook. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Will we have a Stevie story tomorrow? Stay tuned.
I don't know what that means.
Day I don't either.
Three.
Oh.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, boy.
I'm ready to go.
So worried about Stevie.
8:10 tomorrow. We're going to see what happens. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just going to lie.
You will. It's probably in everybody's best interest that you do. It really kind of is. But 8:10 tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to slip on the air. I don't know what's going to happen.
Are you? I don't.
I don't
like
know
this.
What's going to happen.
I'm
I
very
just
nervous.
Said, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
I feel like I know because there's no improvement.
You have 24 hours. Mm. 24 hours.
This seems dramatic.
What? Like, why is he making it scarier for you?
I know.
I'm not making it scarier for her. I'm making it scarier for who's listening to this show.
Hopefully nobody I know.
God. Stop it.
And you know who you are. Okay.
Feels like Halloween all of a sudden.
Kind of does. I don't hate it. Halloween, but it's 90s outside. All right. Stevie on the socials. What do we have, Stevie, next?
So there is a guy on social media. He does skits and, like, funny comedy. It's all related to Midwest-themed content. And one of his videos is going viral for a skit he made. All the comments are funny. People agree with him. Gonna break it down.
Yeah, break it down. So Stevie does and Stevie on the socials. That's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim show on Star 102.
There is an account on social media. It's called You Betcha. It's a highly popular Midwest-themed comedy and entertainment channel run by a creator named Miles, widely known as the You Betcha guy. So his social media handle is at @OYouBetcha. And he has over 1 million subscribers on his main YouTube channel and over 2 million on TikTok, plus Facebook and Instagram. And he just makes funny skits about Midwestern lifestyle. He has merch with, like, catchphrases like "Ope" or "Let me scooch right past ya." And, of course, he has the You Betcha shirts. But he posted a skit recently. It was about a week ago. It's already has over 3 million views. Everyone finds it relatable. All the comments are commenting on it. And I'm wondering if it's relatable to you guys. But here's what he says.
Where are you going?
I thought we were going in the house.
We are. It's through here.
No, that's the garage.
Yeah, but it's also the door.
But there's a front door right here.
Wait, what?
I never really noticed that before.
Wait, so you're telling me you've never used your front door?
Never. I mean, I thought it was just for looks. Does it even work?
Works perfectly.
What about when guests come over? They gotta be using the front door.
I always wondered how they got in the house.
Where would he think they came from?
All I know is that if you're from the Midwest, you enter your own house through the garage. Just what we do, okay?
It's so true.
It's so funny. Even... I was just talking about this the other day. We had people over, and I was so anxiety stricken as to, do we actually unlock the front door and let them in through the front door, or is it the garage door that we always go through and pull the cars out and let them walk through? I had no idea. I was like, this is
why is that a thing?
I don't know why it's a thing, because to that point, I don't even Like, the front door is not even a thing. It's always through the garage, detached garage. I go through there.
Where the kids come in, yeah. All that. Yeah. And you know what? I grew up in Pennsylvania. I've been here much longer than I was ever there. And my parents recently moved here in the past 5 years. There is another garage thing that they bring up all the time. And they say it's just an Ohio thing. This was not a thing where I grew up in Pennsylvania. And they're right. And I want to know if you do this too.
Okay, we're going to do that next. So what door do you consider that? Because you have a garage door that opens and shuts that you pull the car in. You have a front door to the house. So what is the door to the house from the garage called?
They're all garage doors.
Is it just another garage door?
Yeah.
Is there a technical name for the door?
Is it like your mudroom door? But it depends on what it walks into. What does your garage door walk into?
What is the name of it? You have the back door, which
it
could be a
door.
Do you?
But that's not the garage door. The garage door is the garage door.
No.
Yeah, where you have the garage door opener, you have a code or whatever you is. That's the garage door. So what in the world is that?
They're both garage doors.
They're both garage doors.
You know what when you're talking about context.
I'm serious. Okay. Watch somebody calls up and it's like a whatever drawer.
Oh yeah,
like that leads to it.
Fancy garage door.
I'm thinking way too much about this. And then you got another point that we got to get to. That's coming up here. Stevie on the Socials continues on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite.
So here in Ohio, and what I've noticed and what my parents noticed is that everyone leaves their garage door open when they're home during the day. And I have found now that when I go to my parents' house to visit, and if their garage door isn't open, I'm annoyed. I have to walk through their front door. Like, what is that? And like, I remember my parents pointing it out with Nate, like when Nate and I first had gotten married and bought a house and stuff, they're like, why is your garage door always open? And it's
you
a
do
thing.
That?
Nate does it all the time
yeah,
when
I never
he's
do
home
that.
During the day. Yeah. He loves having the garage door open. He thinks it's like airing out or something. That's probably why I have like a snake and a bird living
in
my garage.
I was going to say, anything can get in that garage. By the way, the garage is open. The door's right there. It's probably not locked.
I know.
I never do that. I have neighbors that do. Your house is your house. You do whatever you want.
But I want them closed. Can you text Nate how you do? This is the one time I encourage it. I close them all the time, and then they end up open. And then the kids are in and out of there all the time. And he has like a whole lounge area in our garage with a TV and this and that. You know he has the whole thing.
A nice house. You got to stick him in the garage?
He set it up that way.
What is happening?
He has a basement, too.
But there was one thing that I thought was really, really smart, especially if you have numerous kids on the street, on the cul-de-sac or whatever it might be. There was somebody told me what they used to do is when the kids can play, when they can go outside and they're ready and it's not dinner time or something like that, they would keep the garage door open.
Oh, it's like a sign.
And when the kids weren't available or they weren't in the mood or they were having a bad day or whatever it was, garage door was shut. I thought that was kind of a genius.
That's
nobody
a good
would
move.
Know except for the adults type of move. Somebody
that's
told me
never going to happen with ours. There's with the whole setup. They all want to hang out in there.
So he's got a garage bar? Or no, it's not.
He's got a whole stocked fridge. There's a freezer out there. He's got like a workbench. There's a recliner.
Do you park in the garage?
We do, but like one of the spots is like a tandem spot
where
you could stack two cars. Like I don't
like back to back,
just like that.
Oh,
but the one tandem spot is like the living room area. It's an interesting setup.
Huh.
You would enjoy it a lot. As a matter of fact,
I'm afraid I'm going to roll over there.
I think we'd have a garage party.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't we have a garage party?
We've done it for the kids before.
We had a neighbor that would do that. A neighbor, Brian, lives across the street, a few houses down from me. It would be a garage bar. And he would text people coming over, and I was like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah, that's definitely where there's definitely
like. Is there a
fridge
in there?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
There's
why are we not invited to that?
There's a freezer. There's a fridge. They like to hang out there.
Wow.
And then the kids like to hang out there. And Nate gets annoyed because the kids will mess up his garage area. I'm like, you understand the kids live here,
too.
Does
he have super lights?
What's that?
The best drink ever, Jen.
Oh, I thought that was an actual light because he's installed like weird lighting over there. What is that?
Wait, you have weird lighting. You have a fridge. Like, what is happening? I'm going to need a picture later.
There's like a decal of the skyline of Cleveland in there. It's a lot.
I see why you put him in the garage now.
He loves it.
Of course. Especially
there's
this time
power tools out there.
Does he use them?
Does he have a heater for the winter?
Yes, he does.
What is happening?
It attaches to a propane tank. It's like the whole thing.
I look at him totally different now. Like this is next level.
You can never come to my house.
Does he smoke a cigar?
Because you would not leave that space. Now that I
think
about this.
What is he? Rum raisin ice cream eating in the garage.
He is very, he likes having his own space, but then he gets real.
Hey, we all get that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody likes their own space. All right, this guy. This got deep. I wasn't expecting that. Just really talking did. About garage doors.
It's a lot.
All right. How much are you spending? If you're looking at socials, you know what we're talking about. So it is grad season. It is grad party season. Any recent graduates, congratulations to you. That is a big, big deal as you move forward, whether it's to a trade school, whether it's to college or whatever you might want to do moving forward. There's so many different things you can do. Congratulations. It is a big, big deal. But that brings us to grad party season. How much money is appropriate to give a high school graduate?
And to even stack on top of that, does it have to do with how well you know the graduate? Because I think it doesn't. I think it has to do with the parents and going to these parties and kind of like, are you trying to, how do you say it? Like keep up with everybody else and do the same thing as everybody else? Are you doing like what you think is appropriate? I feel like there is so much social stigma or social, what, I don't know what the word would be, social opinion about this. It is so hard to figure out.
I agree with all of that. We have asked you on social specifically, and we'll share it over to Star 102 on the Jen and Tim Show page, because I mean there are multiple grad parties coming up, and we're very excited about that. You've got a bunch to go to as well, and tis the season, right? With this month,
tis the
next
season,
month, whatever it might be. So it is grad party season. How much money is appropriate to give a high school graduate? What do you think? And maybe it does matter. Is it a close family member? Do you not know them very well? Does that differ? 216-343-1021. We have several comments that we also need to get to. That's in 4 minutes. It's grad party season. How much money is appropriate to give a high school graduate? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. You can always reach out to us, Jen and Tim Show. If you're on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, if you're on X, we are there. Same with the radio station. Give us both a follow. A lot of times it's the easiest way to get in.
I have bad news for you. There's no distinct answer here. There's such a variety of opinions on this. Like a lot of people saying you should give what you're comfortable with.
Of course you should do that. Like that makes sense. You're not going
to miss
a bill because you're giving five kids $100 bills. Like that's hopefully not in somebody's realm of outcomes.
But I mean, nobody's saying like, yep, it's $50. Yep, it's $100. It's all different. Like Andrea says this, I think the amount should be whatever you're comfortable with, but unless instructed otherwise by parents, make sure it's cold hard cash. Grads don't want gift cards. Let them spend a little dough. They did it. Cause I was thinking about that too. I'm like, do you try to get them gift cards for fast food when they go to college? You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
If they're door dashing to their room, would it be fun to get, instead of giving them $100, four different $25 gift cards to,
yeah,
you know, Wingstop or what?
Yeah, they probably like the cash. That makes sense.
But that's what she's saying. But then like Francis says, last year I gave my best friend's son $50 in ones, taped end to end and rolled up. Taped to the bow of the box, we had to keep pulling and pulling and pulling. I always see those online, and I think those are really cute. There's like unique
really
ways
creative.
To wrap the cash. So if you do that, can you give less money because you put the effort into the cash roll up?
I have asked three different people, and I want to ask a few. I want to get to a comment too and see, because I think we disagree on this. So I've asked three different people. One person said that it's $100 bill. It's $100. That's what you give. That is the standard. I asked another buddy that said, you know what, $50 is what we give. And once again, I understand it's what's appropriate to you. I understand that. And then there is another person we were talking about before and said, yeah, anything between 30 and 50 is appropriate. I said, you can ask, just to your point, you can ask 10 different people. They have 10 different amounts. I'm wondering this, and Carmen brings up a thing, and I think I kind of side with Carmen on this idea of what to give, but I think that you and I differ on almost the tiered giving. Like how well you know the person. That's coming up next. It's grad party season. How much money is appropriate to give a high school graduate? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorite. So here's Carmen's comment. So $50 for friends, $75 to $100 for best friends, and $100+ for family. And even if you take the amounts out, is that something you agree with, disagree with? Does it matter? You know, there are parties sometimes you go and maybe you've never even met the kid or you've met him a couple of times. There's other parties that is your best friend's child and you love that family to death. It's two totally different situations. Does that mean you're giving two totally different amounts of money?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's tiered giving. Like I went to a wedding this past weekend for my cousin who I grew up with. We're very close with. I gave more money to them than I would give to like just a casual friend wedding. Yeah, I think it's tiered giving like that. If they're family, you give more. Do you not agree with that?
No, I do agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. I don't just, it's just so tough.
It is.
Because you think that that $50 is good. Like, that's just not, I don't know. It's so tough. I've having all these conversations over the last couple of days. And I mean, that's why we bring it up. I think a lot of us that either have been in this position or not in this position and have had two steps and that have graduated within the last 3 years. I mean, you come across this all the time.
I keep wondering, we're going to a graduation party. Our neighbors are twins, boy, girl twins. They're graduating. They're both going to college. They're having a party. I keep wondering what's going to happen for them because people going to this party, do they end up splitting gift between the two kids? Or do you, like, say your standard is 100. Are you giving $100 to each kid? Are you trying, like, how do you,
I feel like
they are going to get kind of.
Yeah, it's maybe, like the Christmas birthday.
Right.
Or something close to that where you think,
they have to share it with their sibling.
Rebecca says that us in particular, we should give $102.10.
Cute.
I mean, it stands out.
I love it. Well, I don't love it because it's a lot of money,
but that is
cute.
Absolutely. Thank you for your calls, for your comments. You step up our game, according to top fan Marianne.
Why would Marianne say?
How much did you give a recent grad? $200 for friends, $500 for family, $1,000 for my own child or grandchild.
Marianne's rich.
You need to play a round of Cleveland. How much do you make tomorrow?
Yes.
At 7:10.
Yes. That's fancy. Now I want to graduate and invite Marianne to my party.
I know. I'm going back to school.
I love it.
I am 100% going back to school. Would you, if it was your closest ever, $1,000. There you go. Well, whatever, Marianne, that's fine. Whatever you think. We've heard anything from $25. I don't think anybody's wrong. I really don't know. I really don't know. It just depends on, I don't know, it's a variety of things.
Oh, I'm a twin. Please don't split the money. We are separate individuals. Of course, I won't.
They have probably had to deal with this.
Yes.
Their entire life, and then you're going to split that again.
Right.
I was thinking, I'm glad you DM'd. I almost said that on the last break, where they have probably had to put up with this forever.
Their whole life.
And then you're going to be like, well, yeah. I'm going to give whomever at this party $100, but it's the twins.
Of course.
So I'm going to give them each 50.
And I will not UVM. Split it up like that. And, no. And thank you for that message. But I think a lot of people will.
They would. I mean, understand.
Of course they will.
That would be top of mind. I probably, if I was having a discussion with my wife, I would probably think the same thing where we're going to one party. Okay, there's 100. Let's say the 100's the standard. I'm just throwing it out there. It's the twins.
Your wife would not let you do that.
It's one party.
No.
It's one party.
Yeah, I know.
And then what would happen? She would ignore me and they would each
get
the 100.
They would each get the 100.
That's just the way that works. That makes sense. If you listen to the show at all, it's a Jen and Tim show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We are well-versed in ocular health.
We are not. We are not. We do a terrible job of communicating proper ocular health.
We've played rounds of dentist or eye doctor before.
Yes, we have.
I have mentioned for years that the dilation of the eye, once again, you should have that done. They take a deeper look into the eye.
Okay, first of all, you're changing your tune.
No, I've always said that.
You have for years.
I just.
For years, you have said how bad it is to get your eyes dilated. Yeah. So much so that I actually left an eye doctor because I felt like they were shaming me for not getting my eyes dilated because I was so scared because you made me so scared. You said I couldn't drive afterwards. And I had to lay on a bench in a mall.
Absolutely. Depending on wherever your location is at or the location of the bench closest
then
to the front door.
I finally got my eyes dilated because they tricked me into it. Somehow the lady just put them in there. And I realized it is not a big deal at all. And now I do it all the time. For years, you scared me about that.
It is horrible to have your eyes dilated. And we have these calls about different machines that they have now. I don't know what futuristic machines they have that I don't have, but today's going to be the day. And they have to take a deeper look into my left eye. Something's going on, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, I might miss the rest of the week.
I don't
because
know.
I can't make it here.
Wait.
216-343-1021. Wait. Eyes dilation, big deal, little deal, no deal.
It is no deal.
It is a big deal.
For you, for some reason, it's a big deal.
It is.
What did they... So I know this is like I know it's not like your regular appointment. It's like deeper dive into the eyeball today.
It is.
Did they tell you need a driver afterward?
Oh, they always tell you that.
They do?
Yeah, don't they tell you that?
They don't tell you that.
Yes, they do.
They do not.
That you need a driver after an eye doctor appointment when you, your eyes dilate, you're getting in the
never
car and once. Driving?
Never.
Unsafe.
No, that is not.
Does
no.
the eye doctor tell you that you need a driver?
No.
Yes or no? 100% yes.
They do not.
An Uber, a valet. There's
you're telling
absolutely.
Me. When you made this appointment for today, they said make sure you have a driver.
Absolutely.
They did not.
They knocked down Sears at this mall. I couldn't even see it.
You are lying.
I didn't see all the rubble. I had no idea.
True. This is not true.
Fleet, one person. When you have had your eye, when you've had that, have they said that you need a driver? I bet we'll have full phones and they say yes.
Because your eyes are dilated.
Yes. After your eye doctor appointment, you need a driver.
No,
216.
You don't. Unless you're having like a surgery.
Well, yeah, if you're having a surgery, of course. You can't drive. It's super unsafe.
But you're
Jen.
Suggesting just a regular
yes.
appointment, you require a driver.
Absolutely.
This is not true.
216. We'll find out. Okay.
Okay. All right.
216-343-1021. You can always DM us. We will read those comments. Oh, the full phones right now. Probably all thinking, yes, you need a driver. I cannot wait to get to these calls next. Star 102, good morning. Do you need a driver when you leave the eye doctor?
No, you don't.
Up. Now I'll go to the next call.
No, Tim.
What? I'm kidding. What do you mean you don't need a driver? I need a driver. They always tell me my wife has to pick me up and drop me off at the eye doctor.
They do not really.
Yes, they do. Star 102, good morning. Do you need a driver after you leave the eye doctor?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No. Wait. What? The last lady said she doesn't. Why do you?
It was horrible. I mean, Tim is right. And I had to take a driver. I tried walking around for like an hour for my eyes to clear up, and it was horrible.
See? It was horrible. I'm not the only one. Sometimes it wouldn't even let me leave until I saw my driver, as in my wife and or stepson.
Did they tell you ahead of time you need a driver? Maybe there's like an eye condition certain people have, and they actually do need a driver, and you're not lying. Did they tell you it's because of a condition?
No, not because of a condition, but they told me... they recommend bringing a driver. The dilation will take a while before you're able to function and see clearly.
I'd like to thank America for siding with me. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Fest.
America's-
Do you need a driver when you leave the eye doctor?
I don't feel like everybody did. I feel like based on what we've heard from calls and messages, it's like person-to-person dependent.
Person-to-person dependent.
Right?
All right.
Yeah, you don't agree with that.
Carrie, I see your DM, Carrie. Stop being a big baby, Tim.
Yeah.
The laugh emoji. I love Carrie. She DM'd all the time.
I'm not saying you're being a big baby. I just...
Small baby?
It was such a minimal...
Toddler?
...experience
right.
when I did it.
Good morning to you.
Hey, Tim. This is Coach Aday. How's it going?
Hey, Coach Aday. That's what I'm talking about. We were
Hi,
talking
Coach
about
Aday.
You.
Coach
Aday. So I actually have a funny story.
Good.
So
Please
my
go
whole life, I've had 20/20 vision, right? Like, never had a problem. My doctor asked me, like, hey, have you been to the eye doctor lately? And I'm like, no, because, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you should go because it's, you know, just something you should do. So they tell me, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to get my eyes dilated. I ask them, I'm like, hey, do I need a driver? You know, they're like, no, you're good. Come in, you're good. So I go in, I get my eyes dilated, and I'm freaking mortified. I can't even read a text message.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I can't
really?
Do anything. See? I'm like, what do you want? What do you mean I can drive myself? I mean, I did. I drove myself home. But I was absolutely like, I cannot believe they tell people you can drive yourself home. And I literally could not even. I was like trying to respond to parents' emails. And I was like, can someone read this and make sure
what?
I'm not telling this person's parent, like, the most inappropriate thing I've ever said in my life because I couldn't even read my phone.
I don't even understand this because Tim scared me that it was going to be like that for years and years and years. And I kept saying, no, I won't do it. And then I finally did it. And it was like nothing. I could see fine. Yeah. It was bright. I needed sunglasses, but that's it.
I mean, I needed sunglasses too, but like I'm telling you, my phone was blurry.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.